Like, you know, I've always been telling my mom, like, oh, mom, I want to buy you this. I want to get you that. I want to be able to, you know, fly you out to anywhere you want to go, like, on the spot. And, like, you know, with that, like, I would overwork myself because, you know, I'd see people my age, like, having money, you know, doing crazy shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, what? I need to work harder.
I am Daniel Itomi, your host, and welcome to the 20-something Experience podcast, where we listen and learn from the lives and experiences of young adults across the world.
Hey guys, we're back again on another episode of the 20-something Experience podcast, and I have an amazing guest. I think I'll leave the floor for her to introduce herself.
Hey guys, so my name's Princess Mommy. I'm a rapper. I'm 20. I just turned 20 like a couple days ago. So
yay.
And I was invited to, you know, come talk to you guys. Let me give you guys a little bit of bio about me. So I'm a rapper, I said that. I've been making music since I was 16. I'm also a student. I'm in my second year of university in London, and, you know, I'm just trying to experience life and, you know, get things going.
Catch vibes and experience life.
You know the vibes, yeah.
Honestly, oh my days. Well, oh my days, you started music at 16. Jesus Christ. Yeah. What was the inspiration? Like, what made you decide that, like, you want to rap?
Do you know, the thing is, ever since I was really young, and this sounds so cliche, but it's actually like my life. I have a bigger brother, and he's always been listening to like 50 Cent, Biggie, Tupac. So rap music, I grew up listening to rap music, and even sometimes, like, we'd be watching TV and, like, you know, he'd start rapping like Eminem's bit or Lil Wayne's bit. And, you know, I'd like, so from there, I just started like rapping. I started learning, like, I just listen and then I'd learn the lyrics. I wasn't really the type of person to go back and learn it. It's just listening, and then I was able to pick it up really fast. So I just started from there, you know. My brother was kind of into music, but he stopped doing music, and now he's just into like business. So I kind of like just kept on doing it. When I started at 16, that was when I knew I was going to buy my first mic. So obviously, like, listening to more like females like in the game kind of made me like, you know what, like Nicki Minaj. I would say Nicki Minaj is a huge influence because she was around the time where I was still a kid. That's when she was popping off. So I did listen to a lot of Nicki growing up. Yeah, but when I was 16, I just kind of felt like I made a song, and like I told my friend, I was like, oh, I showed my friend, and I was like, yo, I made this record. And she was like, drop it. She was like, just put it out. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just put it out on SoundCloud. And people just were like fucking with the vibe. And ever since then, I was just like, you know, I actually like making music. So let me just like.
What was the name of the first song?
Oh my God. The name of my first song was Salty.
Well, does it have any meaning, or was it coincidentally named Salty? Yeah, like,
so the hook was like, why are these bitches so salty? Why are these bitches so salty? So I just kind of like, you know, put a couple verses, made that the hook. I sent it to a producer that my friend knew. She put me on. I paid him. He mixed it, mastered it, sent it back. And I was like, you know, I'm going to put it out. So I just put it out.
Fair. What's funny is that you were 16 saying, why are these bitches so salty? So that is... I think that's really funny, but I think it's really cool. And for the listeners that haven't listened to her, you guys should definitely listen to her. So I think you just recently released a song with Psycho called I Got It, and yeah, you have a really like really good song called Bands. And I was like, oh my God, I listened to that the first time I messaged you, I think last year. I listened to it, then I listened to it recently. I was like, oh my God, like this song actually, like, you have good bars, I swear. Like, it's really good to listen to, and I know that there's a Grammy in your future potentially. Amen. So
amen.
So we keep on praying for that. But yeah, so today, guys, we're speaking about social media, and I really want to speak about this topic because social media is like, it's the jungle. You know, it has its good bits, it has its good parts. I feel like it's one of those things that it started out for good, but like everything with human beings, it's become so toxic and dangerous. And it's like, I think recently, like, like KSI, Henry, there's another footballer that has like they've gone off social media because it's so abusive. And I don't understand why, because social media, I think social media gives people a sense of anonymity. I can't remember the word, but I will go with that. Where they feel like because you're not near someone, you can say anything and like they'll just take it in. But it's like the shit you say hurts, you know. Like no one, I was listening to Nelly Rose and she was saying that sometimes she'll release something and she'll like be going through all the comments and like the positive comments don't get her going. But when she sees that one negative, she fixates on it and it really makes her feel shit. Then after a while, she kind of bounces back and it's like, imagine that. And she like, she knows what you're like, oh, you're fat, you're this, you're that. But you can see that she's proud in proud of her own skin, but still people still say mean stuff and I don't understand it. So I'd like for you, Princess, have you gotten any like any hate or any inappropriate messages?
Do you know what's so crazy is that because of like my background, I kind of grew up like overseas. So I've been on social media since I was like 11. I've been on Facebook for like the longest time. I'm even recently deleted my Facebook because I didn't want my family members finding me. That's by the way. I kind of feel like growing up in the social media era, because I was amongst the first set of kids to use Snapchat, to use Twitter. I had it as young as 11, so you can imagine. Social media used to be like really fun. It was like, you know, just like, you know, like when you go to school, you see your friends. When you go home, you can still talk to your friends. Like, it's basically like, you know, like a whole like world, like a virtual world of you can make it be whatever you want it to be, basically. I kind of feel like over time, just watching the way things have changed, the way, you know, everything is, social media has become quite toxic. But when it comes to me personally, I've kind of always been, I wouldn't say always been, but negativity with me, the way I handle it is just, I just try not to like pay attention to it. When I was like 16, I used to be like, I used to be in like, you know, where like girls would be trying to like, you know, be in a group trying to bully you type shit.
Yeah.
And when I dropped my first song, Salty, it was Icy. So Icy was the second song. I put Icy out on a WhatsApp group chat, right? And then they were like, these boys that were way older than me at the time, like I was like 16 and they were like, maybe in their, they were like 18, maybe 20, 19. That was like the age group. And they were literally like cussing me out. They were like, you can't rap. Like, this is shit. And I was just like, like, obviously, like, I'm this kind of person that you can't talk me down. So when they started talking shit back to them because I was like, you're not gonna, I paid for this. Like, this is my shit. Even without me paying for it, like, I worked hard to make this record. You don't get to just sit down on your phone and just tell me some shit and expect me not to talk back. Like, but now, like, obviously now, the way I handle it is just, I just don't respond. I don't pay attention to it because at the end of the day, what anyone else thinks can't affect me because they're not
facts.
Me. And they're not like, you know, so it's just like, you can say whatever you want, because I only see love, like I don't see the hate. So it's just kind of where, you know, your focus has to be. Like, it's so easy to just, you know, like get distracted from the main purpose. Like, you always need to remind yourself, like, why you started doing what you're doing. You're not doing it for anyone else. You're doing it for yourself. When, you know, like, other people with their craft. I know for me and my craft, when I make a new song, before anyone even hears it, I get mad geeked. I'm so excited. I'm just like, what? You know, and I listen to the song, like, I love my music. So it's like, if someone else wants to tell me, oh, your music is shit, first of all, it's like, you're not doing anything for yourself. You're literally just at home. You're probably a bum and you don't tell me my shit bad. That's crazy. That's so crazy to me.
That's wild. Oh my days.
I listen to advice, but when you want to like try and put me down, you can tell the difference between like people trying to help you get better and people just trying to bring you down. You need to always know the difference.
Yeah.
You can get offended by someone just trying to help and then someone actually, and you wouldn't know, like you think that that person, like, you know, trying to help is hating, but they're actually not. And then the people actually hating, you know, you don't even know how to handle that because you can't even handle basic like criticism, you know?
That's really good. Honestly, I think that's a very good good attitude to have towards like hate, because I think it's the bigger you are. I think Timmy Otedola and Mr. Easy on their podcast, they basically said more followers, more problems. Like the bigger you are, the more shit you have to go through. Like a lot of people say that, oh, I want to be big, I want to be famous, but it's like there's a lot that goes with it, and you wonder why. Like, because I used to always think, why do celebrities, why does it seem like celebrities are the only ones that have anxiety attacks, depression and all of that? But it's like, I mean, if you have a million people saying that like you suck or you're ugly or kind of like hitting at your insecurity, it's like,
yeah,
like what can you do? Because you can't physically fight them, you can't block all of them, you know. And it's like, but on social media, when you go on Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok, what is something you see that really like pisses you off?
I kind of feel like I don't like unwanted opinions on other people. I feel like a lot of people feel entitled, you know, to talk even when they're not asked.
Yeah.
You need to really like, I feel like what I don't like, I just don't like when people feel like they have to talk all the time, because you really don't. You don't really need to talk your opinion 24/7. When I go on TikTok, I'm sorry, not TikTok. I actually like TikTok. I can't lie. I've been so obsessed with it. But when it comes to Twitter, sometimes I even delete the app, especially when things like happen, you know, when there's like drama.
Oh my days. Yes, yes. You're actually preaching. Yeah.
I don't actually care to see anybody else's opinion on the matter. Like, who am I to care about like anyone else's business? Do you get what I mean? That's just wasting my time to make money.
Yeah, so, facts.
Exactly. Like, people don't deep how long they take, like, just being... Social media consumes your time. Like,
oh my God, yes.
It was so good, you know, to just use it to communicate. But now, like, social media, people are sucked into the virtual world and they don't even know how to get out. Like...
Oh, it's so bad. I swear, it's like with the Quavo and Saweetie thing that came out recently. I don't know whether you saw... Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it's like with that, and it's like when you watch that and everything, you have your opinions, and you know, okay, this is right, this is bad, he was abusive and everything. But one like well, good point is that you like no one's like you, it's not worth it you giving an opinion. And another thing is you don't know the context of anything that's going on.
You don't know that the was context.
You don't know anything. You don't know, like, like you don't know what's going on. So it's like, when you then like taking that and looking at, maybe you see someone's 4-minute song or you see someone's 2-minute video or their one picture, and you kind of say shit to them, it's like you don't know the hours someone has put into the craft, and you yourself as a human being, there's something that you're trying to get better at. So you should be like, I feel like people just decide to just not be nice. And it's so wild to me, because in person it's like you wouldn't, and you always know that the people that understand are the people that would support. But what you often find in real life is that that's not always the case, and you have people that like even like rappers hitting on rappers, and I feel like a lot of quote unquote beef that happens isn't because the like the celebrities or the people actually hate each other. It's just because the fan base or popular opinion has just kind of divided them. It's like Burna Boy and Davido, like what reason would they have to hate each other? But their fan base just thinks like there should be competition. And it's like on another side of like social media that I think for me, one thing that really affected me, this was probably when I was in uni. So I can't remember, but let's say 2016, 2017, before I graduated, is that when like what my routine would be, I'd wake up, go on Instagram or Twitter, look at all the at that time, look at all the 21-year-olds that have like millions of dollars and have the nicest car and like have the nicest lifestyle, and I would feel shit about myself. And it's like it got so bad that at a point I was like, you know what, that's when I actively started taking time off Instagram and started taking time off Twitter, because, well, not Twitter but more Instagram, because of the pictures. And it gets really bad. And I feel like one bad thing social media does is that it creates unrealistic expectations, especially, and I cannot stress this enough, in relationships. So for all the guys and girls out there that like think that, oh, because I'll say girls, because this guy has bought his girl a car for her 21st, doesn't mean your boyfriend that's studying architecture in his second year of uni is going to go and buy you a car. No, it won't happen. And for the guys, I think like, oh, the girls are going to, I don't know what it is, they're going to buy them whatever because they've seen another girl do it online. No, it's like have realistic expectations. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I kind of feel like, you know, people need to also look around them. And, you know, social media is just such a tiny, like, portion of a lot of people's lives, you know. Like, you know, I've always been telling my mom, like, oh, mom, I want to buy you this. I want to get you that. I want to be able to, you know, fly you out to anywhere you want to go, like, on the spot. And, like, you know, with that, like, I would overwork myself because, you know, I'd see people my age, like, having money, you know, doing crazy shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, what? I need to work harder. So it made me, like, overwork myself in terms of uni, like, schoolwork. And then, you know, music. So, you know, my mom always told me that I need to stop looking at social media and thinking that that's how the world actually works, that I really don't know what's really going on. And like, this is even something I'd like to tell the viewers, like, you really don't know what anyone's doing for money. You don't know the real story. So don't ever look at what, you know, someone just comes on social media to show you, because it's really a tiny ass portion of your life. Like, social media is like, you know what I mean? How can you tell so much from a picture? Like, anyone could post anything. Do you get what I mean? And if you believe everything you see, that's really bad as well, because you don't know, like, what's actually happening. Like, do you get what I mean? So it's just face, like, focus on you and face your front, basically. Look at where you're trying to go. Don't look at anyone else in your rear view. Just look at you.
Exactly, face your front. I think that's in the Bible, like, face your front, because you cannot be looking at what other people are doing. But do you think, like, that's still, like, even though we, because I feel like we all know, like, a lot of people know there's, like, advice going around, but do you think you're still, like, very much susceptible to, like, these, like, unrealistic pressures, especially when I guess you're really active on social media?
Yeah. I do feel like, you know, it's always good to listen to people older than you. I feel like my mom's kind of like my best friend, so I know that she's going to tell me what's right. I do, like, listen to what they're saying, but, like, you know, sometimes when I'm online, I might see something, or I might see my friend in Cancun, or I might see my friend in Dubai, and I'm like, oh my God, I want to go to Dubai. But I always need to remind myself that, you know, your time will come. There'll be a time where if I just face my front, do everything I have to do, I would be able to go to Dubai anytime I want to go to Dubai. Do you get what I mean?
True.
Like,
true.
You know, there's just a lot of situations where you have to just kind of, like, tell yourself, you have to actively want to, like, want better, if that makes sense. Like, if you're struggling with depression because you feel like you don't have enough, or everyone around you has more than you, so it makes you feel bad, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. But you need to want to get out of that space in a positive way. Like, you need to change the way your perception, like the way you're thinking. Because if it's like, oh my God, my friend has a Chanel bag, I want a Chanel bag. Okay, now the next step is, how do you get a Chanel bag? Are you going to fuck for the money, or are you going to work hard and then eventually buy yourself a Chanel bag? Or are you going to, you know, like, trick someone? Are you gonna scam for a Chanel bag? Like, it's all about, like, what you want for yourself. I'm never gonna tell anyone what's wrong or what's right. Everyone's allowed to make, you know, do whatever they want to do, but you need to also know that whatever you do can come with repercussions. Do you get what I mean? Slow and steady always wins the race, and that's just what I live by. Shortcuts will get you in trouble. That's just something I believe as well.
Yeah, facts, big time. Do you think, like, social media companies or platforms do enough to protect, like, viewers or their users?
Not at the same time, like, I kind of feel like I'm indifferent to how about, like, about that, because I do see Instagram, like, trying their best. You know, now they've kind of removed, you know, looking at likes to see how many likes other people get. I think that's good for, you know, people that feel like they have pressure to adhere to all these standards. I think Twitter, I feel like Twitter needs to step up their game with protecting people a little bit more. But I believe TikTok, Snapchat, let me see what Snapchat's doing. Snapchat lets you know when people screenshot your shit, so that's good.
True.
I feel like, yeah. And I think, you know, Instagram, they're actually work. I feel like Instagram, because Instagram is probably the one of the most toxic apps. Twitter, you don't actually have to use Twitter. I have a lot of friends that don't even use Twitter, you know. And it also depends on who you follow, what you want to see. Like, you know, you get to choose what you're seeing at the end of the day. So us viewers, again, we have a lot of power because it's our accounts. We get to choose whether or not we want to see certain things online. And, you know, it's left for you. Like, if you're the kind of person that struggles mentally with, you know, looking at other girls online and feeling, oh my God, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that, you have the choice to unfollow them and just keep your shit just family and friends. And if you're the kind of person that if you see your friends and you're getting jealous or, you know, you're feeling bad, you just probably shouldn't be on social media, because that's not really the point. Social media is just for you to like keep up with people, communicate. It's not a place that should be making you feel any kind of way about yourself. And if that's the case, I don't think you should be on it, or try and edit it in a way that you don't see what would make you upset.
Yeah, that's very true. I think I like your approach to everything, in the sense that you don't give power to the negativity, and you kind of put everything within your control and God's control. So yeah, that if like bad shit is happening, you know that it's your duty to step out of it, which is a really mature way to look at it. Because I feel a lot of people kind of like, oh, like I feel this way, but then tomorrow they're scrolling on Twitter and like feeding in the negative comments. But between Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, if you were to let go or deactivate one of your accounts on one of them, which would be the first?
Whoa. Okay, I think that's going to be Twitter. Twitter is going to...
Really?
No, wait. Twitter gives me some crazy laughs. I actually be dying on Twitter.
Exactly.
But I don't want to curse. Jesus. And I actually like my apps. Let me see. I feel like I think what? Oh my God, no. And TikTok is lovely.
Yeah.
This is such a hard choice. I feel like I'm gonna have to say bye to I don't want to say Instagram, but Instagram's might have to say bye to you, baby.
Oh, wow. I honestly thought you would say Snapchat, because like Snapchat is really phasing off right now.
Yeah. Honestly, I would have said Snapchat, but because my Snapchat is like my little, like, I don't know, I've been on Snapchat since I was 13. I kind of like, and like, it's been constant. It's not been like, you know, like you don't use it. And I feel like in Nigeria, I have a lot of friends that don't use Snapchat. And that's so crazy to me, because Snapchat is really fun. Like, I like the fact that I can see people type in, I can half swipe, I can air people. Like, it's just a beautiful app. And and I like it because, you know, like, it's just like a little, like, I feel like Snapchat is like a vlogging world. Like, if you're the kind of person that likes to vlog for your friends, like, Snapchat is really fun for that. Yeah, but maybe Snapchat or Instagram, you know, I honestly don't know.
Why Instagram though?
I feel like Instagram now is really like, it's kind of turning into like a really fake, toxic ass app. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I kind of feel like, you know, maybe it's the people I follow, or maybe it's the kind of like the kind of, you know, area I'm at, or I don't know. I kind of feel like Instagram is really shady. That's how I feel about Instagram. I think Instagram is probably a really shady ass app. Like, you have like, I feel like Instagram, like, is just, you know, you have literally like anyone following you on Instagram. And like, you know, even there was a time, like, you know, Instagram used to show you like when people would send your shit to like the DMs or post it on their stories. And you'd see that little arrow. Yeah, like there was like a little arrow that would show you. And like when I drop like pictures or videos, I'd see like terribly large amounts, like numbers shared to like either stories or DMs. I don't know. I don't really care. But you know, when I saw that, I was like, okay. But you know, it just makes you wonder, like, what are people saying? Is it that they're like, oh, this bitch is bad, or they're like, oh my God, I hate her. Do you get what I mean? So your mind can just be like, why is this so, why are there so many numbers under this post? Like, you just be like, what? But yeah.
I think, what do you also just like a totally random question. Who supports you? Because I think, like, I know my answer to this question, but do you find that girls support more than guys on social media?
Yes. And I kind of started off, like, when I started off doing music, it was mainly like a mixture of girls and guys. Like, everyone was just kind of like embracing it. But I do believe that girls can be more supportive if, you know,
if they're not salty.
It's a bit, yes. Like, I feel like, you know, with social media, it's so easy to hide your true intentions and just be like, yeah, like, you could have someone in your comments and they really don't like you. Like, that's why I don't really like Instagram. I feel like it's a bit weird. I'm not the kind of girl to ever, like, you know, do too much if I don't like someone. If I don't like you, it's just, you know, do you, I'm gonna do me. We don't need
I think that's a good point.
Yeah,
because on Instagram you can, like, easily, like, comment and, like, fake it, but even on Snapchat, like, you have to fully watch someone's, like, 5-10-20 second video, and if you hate the person, you probably won't do it, so you probably won't comment, so you're less likely to be fake.
You're less likely to interact with
people. It really makes sense. But yeah, Instagram is really famous. And I think this whole thing is like online clout. It's almost like demonic possession, like how people are so, like,
it's like demonic possession. Don't fucking kill me.
I swear, because,
oh my God,
it doesn't make sense. Like, why do people say things for the views? Why do you, like, I understand for business, but, like, why? Like, I don't get it. Like, it has to be spiritual.
I'm telling you, some people have bondage to that Twitter. That Twitter, Jesus is Lord. Like, I would just be on Twitter and I'm just like, God, like, what is going on this app? Some people like literally, like, feel like, you know, their Twitter influences, like their opinions, you know, just everyone just be like, it's just a like and a retweet. Like, what is that going to do for your daily day? Like, it's not even, do you get what I mean? What's that really going to do for your daily day? Like, reason it. It's like, what? Some people, like, I feel like with Instagram, I feel like guys, when guys support you on IG, I only fuck with real niggas. So I don't know about these bitch ass niggas. When real niggas rep you on Instagram, they really fuck with your shit. Like, I feel like I have the best relationships with guys, and I'm not even trying to be a pick me, but I have, like, the best relationship with men or girls that are, like, you know, have a nigga mentality. Like, when it comes to nigga mentality, you don't care about nonsense. Like, nonsense is not filling their head, if that makes sense.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this.